The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Henry McKean is with me, and Henry was set a very, very difficult task today, Henry. What did we ask you to do?
Kieran, you asked me to basically look at strawberries in Wexford, and, you know, that is a lovely, lovely thing to do on a sunny
summer. A cliche, some might say.
Yeah, somebody did say to me, you know, you must have put a lot of thought into that. Who's here in the crowd
it
today?
Was that or potatoes?
But no, I mean, there's so much positivity out of this. I mean, what is the sunny southeast known for? Obviously, it's the soil and the cold nights and, strawberries, all those things. And we got to go to Enniscorthy just this afternoon, and it's just there off exit 25 on the M11. And we went to this place called The Village at Wheelocks, and I got a real great Wexford welcome like you have had all afternoon. And the family, they've been growing fruit on their family farm since the 1950s. Strawberries, now raspberries. Margaret and Cyril Wheelock have a 17-acre site, and I got to meet the founder.
Hello, Cyril Wheelock is my name, from the village of Wheelocks.
Cyril, we're here at your strawberry farm. Tell us about the heritage, the history, and about the family.
Well, sure. My mother and father grew strawberries. At that stage, it was in the ground, and now, as you can see, we're here on tabletops. There's a few reasons for that. We're in a tunnel now because of the way the weather has changed a little bit. They're soft fruit and they wouldn't be able to take high volumes of rain that we get now. And there is very little, there's no strawberries left growing, outdoor strawberries, commercially in Wexford at the moment.
So there's no strawberries anymore in the ground grown commercially?
Not that I know of anyway. Not that I know of.
And we are surrounded by strawberries, some ripe, some almost ripe. This is strawberry season. Why is Wexford so famous for strawberries?
Sunshine, daylight hours. A brother of Margaret's here brought one with Deering grow bags with who we call you in them, growing them in there.
Yes.
And a brother of Margaret brought one back to Ennis in County Clare one year, and he never picked a strawberry on it. Just didn't have the daylight, didn't have the sunshine to ripen them in. Well, the favourite thing anyway is when you're in the glasshouse there in the springtime of the year and everything growing around you, it's just a lovely place to be.
Trouble if I don't mention the great Mary Codd, who I've known my whole life, selling strawberries at the top of our road, and actually bought a punnet of strawberries off her on the side of the road the other day. I hadn't spoken to her in a few years. So hello to Mary, if she is listening in the car, in the van, as I say, spinning around between all the different sites that she has. What about picking your own strawberries, Henry?
Yeah, people still do it. Most of them don't. And you're right, these particular roadside stores, they are huge business, and the Wheelocks have two of them. 8,000 tonnes of strawberries are grown in Wexford every year, about 150 million strawberries in a season. It's massive. And thanks to those polytunnels that got mentioned there and the glass houses, that season is now from May until October. Before that, it was just for a few weeks. There was once 1,400 growers in the mid-20th century, and now there's just 15 large-scale growers today. But yeah, I did get to meet a lady who travelled all the way from Limerick to get to Wexford to pick the strawberries. You're using the pick your own strawberries service, and you've got a punnet full of massive, humongous strawberries. Why do you do it?
We just love their strawberries. It's actually our yearly kind of tradition. We go here every year.
Yeah.
So we just love them. We're actually from Limerick. So we travel all the way from Limerick to go here.
You came all the way from Limerick to be here.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And we enjoy the cafe as well. So we get food there and then we go here for this. It's just, it's amazing.
You're both from Wexford. What do you love about strawberries?
Oh, just how fresh they are and nice little treat in the summer, healthy treat.
Why do you think Wexford's so good at strawberries?
It's the sunny southeast, so the sun helps the strawberries.
Oh, Wheelocks. It's synonymous with the town over the last number of years. People come to it because there's plenty of parking, the food is excellent, the service is excellent, so people come to it, and that's why it's doing so well.
So you can pick your own strawberries, then you can go to the cafe or the restaurant, take in the farm, enjoy everything that is Wexford and strawberries, and you're meeting your pals right now, aren't you, for a bowl of soup?
Yes, we do. We meet here most Mondays. We're all retired now, so we come out here most Mondays. Some Mondays we go golfing, but most Mondays we come here, and we come in because now the strawberries are in, We can get strawberries and have ice cream. We have whipped ice cream, which is very nice. And we have, and then if you had young children, I'd bring my grandchildren out here when they're down from Dublin, and they go around and they enjoy it, and they go to walk, and they go on the bus tour around, and everything is laid on for, and it's safe. Everything is safe. So at making the strawberries, pick your own, because children from Dublin, coming down from Dublin, love doing. So they go in and they pick their own strawberries, and they're supposed to be so good. So that's what they love doing, and that's what makes it so special.
I hope you wore a hat when you were out picking strawberries, did you, Henry?
I didn't. You mean health
and safety?
In that
sunshine?
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant I was going to contaminate the strawberries. I was wearing a baseball hat. I am a bit sunburnt.
Yeah, you are. You do look a little redder, has to be said.
Yeah,
more than usual.
I was enjoying life, outdoor life out there.
And you got a bit of this ice cream, though, as well, did you?
Yeah.
At least.
A beautiful strawberry ice cream they make, because basically it's whipped ice cream and they add in the strawberries, and it's just so fresh and lovely. And I'm sorry I didn't bring any to the crowd here, but there are a couple of strawberries I will offer you. Some people actually travelled all the way from England.
You brought about five strawberries there, Henry.
I ate the rest.
You're not exactly Gay Byrne here. There's one for everybody in the audience.
Well,
you know what I mean?
No, actually, only a few people in the audience. We'll have to have a quiz, a strawberry quiz. People have travelled from England, believe it or not. I've got to mention that Cyril Wheelock is a social media influencer, and he's 68.
Everyone is.
Well, I'm not. I don't know. You are, I think, but I'm not. We get to meet her and also the restaurant manager.
Yeah, so the reason we came out is this is my mother-in-law, and she's seen Cyril advertise the homemade ice cream made from the fresh strawberries. So she's all the way over from England, and she wanted to check him out, and they got the approval.
I presume she saw it on Facebook.
She did.
I always share your stuff, sir.
You follow me on Facebook?
I do.
Thanks very much.
I sure do. I follow you and I share your stuff.
Yeah. And so you came over from England, and you've tried the ice cream, and you liked it.
I did. Absolutely beautiful.
And that ice cream is the whipped ice cream, but our strawberries are in it.
And Cyril, you started this up some years ago, and you, in a way, changed careers, but you were always involved in strawberries. Tell us.
Yes, I was born and reared on a strawberry farm, and myself and Margaret, when we got married, we decided to continue on the strawberries, and Margaret was a civil servant. I was a bovine chiropodist, going around farm to farm looking after lame cows, and we continued on with strawberries, and this is what we're happy doing now.
I thought the ice cream was fantastic.
Carol, you work here. You're the manager here in the restaurant. And the restaurant, you've got loads and loads of strawberries here. We've even got some fresh strawberry ice cream. Tell us about how you make this ice cream.
So the ice cream is made with our own strawberries. So we puree our own strawberries. So it's so healthy and so fresh and so gorgeous.
And let's give it a go. Here we go.
And I'd be hoping in time might have raspberry ice cream too.
The poor raspberry doesn't get a looking. Well, it kind of does. It's raspberry ripple.
Well, the raspberries, we have a lot more strawberries here than raspberries. But we also pick the raspberries and sell them.
And what do you love about strawberries?
They just remind me of summer and happiness. And there's so many people you talk to, and like, it's their childhood they think of when they think of strawberries and picking strawberries.
And it does bring back memories of happiness and childhood,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Well, I'm actually from Kilkenny, so I didn't have that privilege. But I'm around strawberries every day now. I did.
And you love it?
I do, I love it. And I love working with Wheelocks, the family and all the people here. It's just a lovely environment.
I love that. What was it? He was dealing with hoof rot every day of the week. A bovine chiropodist.
Yes.
Ah, good man, Cyril. That's a great one.
It is.
You know he's
a
social media influencer. what about the average day then, strawberry picking?
Well, I mean, the workers, they're working all day on them. They're there from 8 a.m. and they're picking them and they're keeping an eye on them. And, you know, they take a good few weeks to actually grow. I think all in, I think it takes about 6 months. But yeah, the farmers are busy. And remember, Cyril is semi-retired, but he still gets up early.
Average. Well, sure, I'll tell you, like, I get up, I do my Facebook work, I put up a video every day on Facebook, and I do that, I put up the video around 6 o'clock in the morning. Now, it's generally farming based, but it could be to deal with anything. There literally could be anything. There was someone there who had a birthday party or 60 years as a priest, and they asked me would I celebrate that. I have to go to different shows to promote that for them. But anyway, then I come down to the farm shop anywhere between 7 and 8 o'clock, depending on how long I've spent looking after my Facebook page. And then I don't really know what I'll be doing here, but there's always something just turns up. I suppose what you could describe me as a troubleshooter. When something goes wrong, they ring me and I'll get it sorted. I only make phone calls. I don't work anymore. I'm a retired man and I just make phone calls now.
And how old are you? Personal question.
68. Oh, no, it's that about 68.
So, and you've been working with strawberries all your life?
Since I was a child.
And how many strawberries do you grow each year, roughly?
We grow 100,000 plants.
100,000 plants, and each plant would have roughly how many?
Oh, I don't know how many strawberries, but a lot. Like, this year is actually, as you can see there, they're actually bending with fruit this year. For some reason or other, the weather has been really kind to us, and they're bending with fruit this year. And all the growers are the same. It's not just ours. All the growers in Wexford are the same.
So this is where the phrase low-hanging fruit comes from. They are really quite low. And you've had lots of sun in April, May, and quite a lot of rain as well.
But as well as that, which was the rain doesn't get to them, so that's a kind of irrelevant. And there were cold nights, and that brings out the sugar in them. So they're actually, everybody says they're much sweeter.
And can I try one?
Oh, of course you can try one. Of course you can try one.
We've got one here. We're just picking one off. Here we go. Let's just see how sweet this is. Here we go. Yep, you're not lying. They really are. They taste like sweeties. Absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful, beautiful.
Ah, oh, Henry. I tell you, that bovine chiropodist, he knows what he's about, isn't he? You never know who's listening. Revenue could be listening. How many strawberries? Sure, it's hard to say how many strawberries in a given year.
He's telling the truth. It's so hard to say.
He is. And listen, fair play to Cyril, lovely gentleman, the village at Wheelocks. You brought a few, and I emphasise a few. You brought a big punnet, and there's only about four or five strawberries left in it.
Pick your own, and I picked my own and ate them as I went, which you're not supposed to do.
And on the way here as well, I would wager. Now, having gotten to listen to Henry munch in the strawberry.
What do you think, Kieran, honestly?
That is delicious, yeah.
There you go.
Isn't it really, really good?
This is why the punnets, so, you know.
Yeah, this is it. I'd have eaten them myself. Henry, listen, thank you very much. Henry McKean, and thank you to everybody at the village of Wheelocks, Cyril and everybody else as well, for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.